This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As everybody's in the middle of the bomb cyclone as it's happening, or whatever they call this, the Superstorm Elliot. I had to go in this morning and rescue all of my bonsai that were being blown hither and yon. But that's a story for another day. Let's do a little talking. We got a little bit of talking to do before the end of the year, and this is just part of that, yeah. Now, the question is being asked in one place right now. What will happen if Illinois lawmakers end up approving a sweeping ban on semi-automatic rifles early next year? Well, if you believe supporters of the ban, the state will magically become a much safer place as criminals suddenly discover a law that they're willing to obey, unlike everything else that is currently in place. At a legislative hearing this week, opponents predicted that not only will violent criminals disregard any new state statute, but many otherwise law-abiding gun owners will simply refuse to comply as well. As slowly is beginning to dawn on some people that going after the tool is not the smartest thing to do. On Tuesday, the state's House Judiciary Committee heard about 5 hours of testimony on the proposal to ban the sale and manufacture of modern sporting rifles and even some semi-automatic handguns, along with banning firearm possession in most cases for adults younger than 21 and expanding the state's red flag law. Much of that testimony came from those who strongly object to the legislation, both for constitutional reasons as well as the practical impact, or lack thereof, that the restrictions have on crime and public safety. And indeed, this is not constitutional, what they're talking about. It has no constitutional standing at all. None. Todd Vandermeide, a longtime gun rights lobbyist, warned that the proposal unveiled last month by Democrats in the Illinois House could lead to civil disobedience for gun owners like him and who believe the bill runs counter to their Second Amendment right. He told members of the House committee, "I don't know how you're going to enforce this. You can't put us all in jail. Gun owners are not going to surrender things. They're not going to turn them in. So I ask you, what is the enforcement mechanism? Are you going to send the Illinois police house to house?" John Weber, an official with the NRA, criticized the common shorthand of assault weapon as a manufactured term that gun control advocates use to describe AR-15s and other firearms. He contended that the proposal discriminates against 18 to 20-year-olds by prohibiting them from hunting, and also argued that a magazine restriction that was part of 1994's federal assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004, was ineffective. So, he said this legislation will not work because it's been tried and failed. More importantly, this bill is dangerous and places an undue constitutional burden on a person's ability to provide for their self-defense. Ed Sullivan, a contract lobbyist for the Illinois State Rifle Association, said that on the day of the shooting at Highland Park, a well-to-do northern suburb with little crime, there were several shootings in parts of Chicago that experienced much more crime. He testified that the bill does nothing to uplift communities and end economic disparities in Chicago neighborhoods most affected by violence. And on top of this, right now, they're also about to have a law go into effect in January, which will, basically makes them New York. They're decriminalizing a whole lot of things. They are, they're going to have bail reform, all this other stuff. So criminals are going to be dumped into the street, while guns are, they try to sweep them off the street. Even some progressive groups in Illinois pointed out that the fact that this anti-gun package is likely to lead to disparate outcomes in terms of arrest while criminalizing the exercise of a constitutional right. But the Democrats who are pushing the bill don't seem to care about any of that. And of course they don't, because it's about controlling people. They're still intent on portraying the bill as a common sense solution to gun violence, which it isn't. And it's plain to see that this is really about preventing gun ownership, not gun violence. And in that respect, Vandermeid is right that there's likely to be widespread civil disobedience to any measure telling gun owners to register their firearms with the state or potentially face felony charges, not only from gun owners themselves, but from the dozens of counties across the state that have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. Now, in order for this to happen, the proposed law will have to take effect first, and that's not a foregone conclusion. While it is being, while they expanded their majorities in both chambers of the legislature, the opposition to these new restrictions will likely be more bipartisan than the support they receive. And there's still a chance that the current bills could be defeated instead of being enacted. Even if the gun ban and the red flag expansion and the FOID prohibitions do garner enough support to get the governor's approval, the courts aren't likely to look kindly on a law that strips young adults of their Second Amendment rights and prohibits the sale of the most commonly purchased rifles in the country. And there are several potential roadblocks that could prevent the bill from becoming law, but if those fail to halt the progress of the anti-civil rights legislation, I suspect that we'll see some outright defiance and disobedience to these unconstitutional rules. But we'll see. I mean, we saw this in New York. When the SAFE Act was passed, we had to have registration, we had to have bans, we had to have this, we had to have that. And, nobody was listening. Nobody showed up to do it. So, real quickly, before we run out of time, right now, all of a sudden, we're being blamed for Haiti's issues, too. They have a humanitarian disaster playing out 800 miles from Florida, with effects that are likely to wash onto our shores and affect countries around the world. Its disaster is largely a result of another international crisis, the refusal of the United States to rein in the gun industry. That's what we're being told. In Haiti, armed gangs are in control of much of the capital city. Hundreds have been killed. Communities are terrorized. Waves of migrants are already taking to the ocean to come to us 800 miles across to flee for safety. Many within Haiti and the world have called for international action to quell the crisis. Other countries in the Caribbean fear that the chaos will spread and the U.S. taxpayers and peacekeepers could potentially bear the cost of security intervention. There are a lot of causes for the crisis, but, none may be more significant than the reckless practices of the gun industry and weak gun problems. You know, that's what they're saying. And while it seems that criminals are buying guns illegally here, then putting on, and I guess we put them on a boat and we send them to Haiti. The author claims that the weak gun laws allow criminals to cross the border and buy guns here, only to transport back them to their home nation, and yet somehow that's the fault of the gun industry. And, visitors from other countries can't lawfully buy guns here. I don't know if anybody told this yahoo that. And whatever's happening there is not the fault of our gun laws. Because Haiti has very strict gun control laws. Why isn't that sufficient? And they're not because criminals don't follow the law. This isn't our fault. And it would be nice for folks to stop pretending that it is, I guess. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans, which was formed in the wake of the murders at Robb Elementary in Uvalde earlier this year, has released its recommended changes to state law in the hopes of preventing future attacks. But Democrats and gun control activists are already criticizing the plan for its lack of new restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Now, that's probably not in there because it wouldn't have done anything. While the committee report does lay out a substantial number of changes to the state's education, mental health, and law enforcement and criminal justice systems, the lone recommendation regarding gun laws is a state-level banning straw purchases, a criminal offense federally, but not one defined by state statute. Texas Penal Code Section 46.06 does not make it a crime to sell or transfer a rifle, shotgun, or assault weapon to a person, even if the seller transfer knows that the buyer transferee intends to use it unlawfully in a crime or is otherwise prohibited from owning that gun. Testimony from the Texas Police Chiefs Association indicated that the federal government's lack of enforcement of the federal law against straw purchases hampers police in Texas from ensuring that firearms are not sold to convicted felons, dangerous criminals, and others not legally authorized to possess them. In fact, their testimony revealed that only 2% of straw purchasers are actually prosecuted at the federal level. So by simply mirroring the federal law against straw purchases in the Texas Penal Code, the legislature could provide an important tool to law enforcement to prevent illegal gun trafficking in the state and also potentially avert some of the future mass violence events. I don't know how that would work because, most of the mass violence events that I see out there of the type that of Uvalde are not black market purchases. Now, the testimony illuminated the multifaceted challenge faced by law enforcement in their efforts, and a state-level straw purchase prohibition in law is a simple way to empower law enforcement in their work and keep guns out of the hands of those people already prohibited from having them. However, and this is a very simple thing to point out, in Texas, the individual school districts have the power to let the teachers be armed. That would, if they were to say, you know, we could look at this study, and we see that armed teachers combined with school resource officers are the best self-defense chance schools have. That's what we're going to put in place. They could do that. Now, the committee report does detail the testimony of gun control activists as well as the anti-police policies, or the anti-gun policies, excuse me, they were hoping legislators would act on, like establishing a red flag law, imposing universal background checks, and raising the age to exercise your Second Amendment right. And it also notes another recommendation raised numerous times in testimony as a way to reduce mass violence in schools was raising the age of purchase for a semi-automatic rifle, or as they call it, an assault weapon, to 21. Testimony highlighted the U.S. Secret Service reports on violence in schools have found that attackers have historically been between the ages of 12 and 19, with few exceptions. But there remains a strong lack of consensus on the committee as to this idea. It stands to reason that most violence in schools would be committed by tweens and teens at our school age, but the recommendation to raise the age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21 suffers from a few fundamental flaws. So the state of Texas threw in the towel this week instead of continuing to defend a law barring adults under the age of 21 from obtaining a concealed carry license after a federal judge slapped an injunction on the law because of constitutional concerns. So a law backing those same individuals from being able to purchase a firearm would be on incredibly thin ice, legally speaking, from the moment it was enacted and would likely never actually take effect because it too would be halted by the courts. A complete ban on gun sales to adults under 21 isn't exactly narrowly tailored either. Mass shootings of any kind are very rare events, and mass shootings at schools are even more so rare. And the vast majority of young adults are fairly responsible, law-abiding citizens. Why, then, should an entire class of citizens be denied access to a constitutionally protected right for no reason other than their age? Well, according to one anti-gun lawmaker, because polls show the idea is popular, that being Senator Royce West, Democrat from Dallas, said he strongly supports a proposal to outlaw straw purchases in state law, but he denounced the committee's refusal to entertain further purchase restrictions. He said, "We as a legislature must at least hear and consider the voice of the people with regard to firearms, even if we as a legislature go in a different direction than the people's wishes." Senator West cited polling that showed 73% of Texas voters support raising the minimum legal age to buy any gun to 21. However, Senator Brian Birdwell, Republican from Granbury, refuted calls to raise the purchase age. And that's probably because of the way we define an adult. And that's without me looking at what he said. We're going to look at what he said. But when a citizen turns 18 years old, they're defined by the Constitution and seen by society as an adult reaching the age of majority. He wrote, "My concern is that once the legislature begins changing the parameters of how and when a citizen may utilize their Second Amendment rights, upon what other rights can we infringe in the same way? You know, if 73% of Texans felt so strongly about raising the age of purchase to firearm to 21, they would have voted for Beto O'Rourke and his fellow Democrats last month. Since O'Rourke lost by 11 points, garnering less than 44% of the vote, and Democrats actually lost seats in the state legislature, my guess is that these specific gun control schemes aren't really a high priority for Texas voters. It's really school safety and security that are the underlying concern. And thankfully, the committee report does offer some decent suggestions, from expanding the state's school martial program to allowing student discipline records or any behavioral threat assessments to follow the student if they move from district to district. In fact, there's a number of solid ideas that would be both be far more effective and constitutionally sound than the anti-rights approach advocated by the Texas Gun Sense and Giffords activists who offered their testimony to committee members." And, you know, there's a report out there that you can find if you want to go take a look at it. Arm the teachers. Harden the target. Do away with the gun-free zone. That would go a long way. The problem with Uvalde is that they left it in the hands of cops. They got their own cop corps there, and then they left it in the hands of cops, and cops got there, and they just didn't do anything. Arm the teachers. If you really want to keep children safe, you got to put it in the hands of somebody that's there when everything occurs and they can actually go into action. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The massive winter storm slamming the USA yesterday with frigid temperatures, high winds, and heavy snow has left at least 9 people dead, knocking out power to over 1 million customers and wrecking holiday plans from coast to coast.
Christmas Day will get above freezing across parts of the South, a little warmer the days after Christmas.
Gas prices dropping as demand lowered and oil prices held steady. The national average cost for a gallon of gas dropping to $3.26. The U.S. House of Representatives quickly approving a $1.7 trillion spending bill yesterday. The House passing the more than 4,000-page spending measure, mostly along party lines. Congratulations going to Washington Capitals' Alex Ovechkin, who edged past the legend known as Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, into second place on the NHL's all-time goals list last night. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Gary W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Hey, I make a lot of talk about, you know, when we get to be a certain age that we actually have to really start seriously considering carrying a gun. I helped my father this past week renew his concealed carry permit. He didn't need help because it was just a computer thing. It had nothing to do with his fitness to carry a gun. But there's a county here in South Carolina called Kershaw County. And in Kershaw County, this is where we find retired pro wrestler Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Remember that guy? He used to walk around carrying a 4x4. He had a home invader. So, I guess we can ask the question, what happens when a lunatic decides to break into the home of a former professional wrestler? And Hacksaw is no pushover, even at 68. But he took no chances when a man forced his way into his home. He took him down to the mat, and then he put a 44 Magnum to his head. Which, I don't know, that just seems like the perfect handgun for Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Duggan then posted his thanks to the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office for taking out the trash afterwards. the accounting of what happened is like this. A man who they'd never seen before climbed their fence, ran through their yard to the front door, and was pounding on our glass doors. Before they could get to the door, he opened it and fell into their house. I held him at gunpoint while Deborah called 911. We are safe and no damage. Thanks to everyone for the concern and well wishes. Even covered by the New York Post. This happened on December the 8th. Man in his mid-20s entered through their front door. That's the good kind of thing that happens occasionally. Interesting story coming out of Baltimore. They're beginning to understand that focusing on illegal guns, which, see, consider what an illegal gun is. An illegal gun is a gun deemed by a politician not to be allowed. Okay? Now, with felons, any gun is an illegal gun. Any gun is an illegal gun. But in Baltimore, where they have such an onslaught of crime, they're beginning to understand a few things that they probably, in the beginning, they definitely did not get. And we have former Baltimore Police Commissioner Frederick Bielfeld. He said in 2018 that he began to realize that seizing guns was a bit like fighting the drug war. It felt endless, he said. In Baltimore, at the peak of when we were seizing guns, when we were really effective going after guns and trying to get guns off the street, Baltimore PD would take in about 2,500 to 3,000 guns every year in the state of Maryland. Every year, 30,000 brand new guns were being sold. They would see 4,000 and high-five and claim victory and have photographs, but we can't even keep up with the flow they sold that year. Now, Bielfeld was commissioner from the middle of 2007 to about the middle of 2012, a period in which Baltimore City famously reduced arrests while also reducing homicides. In 2006, Baltimore's police made 90,000 arrests and they endured 276 homicides. In 2011, Bielfeld's last full year as commissioner, Baltimore police arrested 60,000 people. And there were 196 homicides, the lowest the city has seen since 1977, when there were 171 homicides. Gun seizures and weapons possession arrests also dropped during this period, the Bielfeld Field era. 2006, there were 3,055 seizures and 1,348 weapon possession arrests. In 2011, there were 2,178 seizures and 1,244 weapon arrests. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has also questioned the efficacy of focusing on gun possession. That's interesting. But wait till you hear why. Now remember, this is a guy that's decriminalizing a whole bunch of things. And he said, we need to recognize that not every person charged with possessing an illegal gun in New York City is a driver of violence. He wrote this on his campaign website. My dad had an illegal gun, not because he liked guns or because he was dangerous. He had a gun because of crime in the neighborhood. This was not an idle notion. There's no correlation, much less cause and effect, between guns seized and violent crime. A more relevant statistic is the clearance rate for serious crimes. This is according to the Maryland Shall Issue statement. BPD's arrest clearance rate for murder in 2020 was merely 28.7% and only 44.9% in 2011. By comparison, the nationwide clearance rate for murder is 54.4%. Baltimore's clearance rate for homicide is pretty abysmal, a reality that does not go unnoticed by violent criminals and law-abiding citizens alike. Data obtained by Battleground Baltimore shows that since 1990, the annual homicide clearance rate has significantly declined. In 1990, the clearance rate was 75.7%. In 2021, it was 42%. Arrests for murders have also plummeted. In 1990, there were 347 arrests for murder. In 2020, there was 102. Baltimore police did not provide Battleground Baltimore with 2021 numbers. Additionally, the police's inability to reduce violence, no matter the number of guns seized, puts people at risk, and that means they are merely more apt to obtain a gun for protection illegally if they must. And this coming from the National Institute for Justice. They wrote this last year. Most at-risk youth possess or use guns out of a generalized fear of being victimized or a specific fear of retaliation. A history of violence victimization also informed the decision to carry a firearm. Many also reportedly felt a pervasive fear of the state, particularly law enforcement. Baltimore City Police Department Commissioner Michael Harrison has frequently focused on gun seizures. Following a series of shootings around Memorial Day 2021, he spoke to local television affiliate Fox 45 and said that crime in Baltimore is the way it is because there is a lack of consequences for carrying guns. He pretty much said the same thing in 2019 after a burst of troubling shootings around Memorial Day. Then he promised that police would be more aggressive about going after guns. Recently, Mayor Brandon Scott bemoaned an especially deadly January with 36 homicides and 49 non-fatal shootings, but stressed that police were working on it. There were 111 gun arrests in January, he boasted. One of the reasons for seizing guns is not only to get them off the street, but to use them as evidence and trace them back to other crimes. But last week, when Baltimore City Police Commissioner Michael Harris was asked how often guns that are seized are traced back to crimes, he said he did not know. I don't have those statistics at my disposal at this moment, he said. But they're beginning to understand one thing. You're not going to get the guns off the quote-unquote street. You're just not going to. It's not going to happen. It is a logistical impossibility. There's always going to be crimes. There's always going to be crimes. Unless something suddenly happens to man to where our nature changes, it's a sad fact. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. And before we finish this up, I just want to say this. 228 weeks ago, I was given a choice or a chance to take over this show. This is not something I was seeking to do. I had my own radio show. At the time, I wondered what the response would be, because I was replacing a gun rights legend, Larry Pratt. And, like I said, I didn't know. Our styles, even though I worked fairly closely with him for a couple of years, our styles of broadcasting were not the same thing. And, there have been some affiliates, without a doubt, that have dropped the show. There have been some people that just preferred Larry. And I understand that, because any radio show, when somebody says, well, the show is actually the host. And this Christmas, I want to pay homage to the affiliates that stuck with Gun Owners News Hour when it changed. I want to say, pay homage to the people that listen to this wherever you are right now as you're huddled up in the bomb cyclone, whether it's, on a Christmas weekend, trying to stay warm, all that other stuff that you're doing, trying to be with your family and everything, all of you that have made this a viable proposition, because this doesn't really happen that often. It doesn't really happen that often where the host changes in the midstream somewhere of a show's life and everything. And quite honestly, I did not think this would actually last as long just because of who I was replacing. And for those of you that continue to listen to the show, I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope all of you are staying warm. I hope you had no ill effects from the bomb cyclone. I hope 2023 is a great year for you. Now then, to our last little bit of of news that occurred out there. On December 18th, at about 6 p.m., an individual who had previously been in something called the famous Sam's Bar in Tucson, Arizona, he came back with a rifle, and he fired a round into the ceiling. Well, this was in Tucson, Arizona, despite the way their election's going, everything, despite the way all that stuff works. Another customer pulled his pistol and told the person that with the rifle to drop the gun. Well, the suspect started to point the rifle at him and another customer, and he shot the rifle-toting shooter. This according to KOLD. We get this. Tucson, Arizona. A man is battling for his life after a bar fight ended in a shooting near Grant and Silverbell in Tucson late Sunday, December 18th. In the interview with KVOA, Mark Rude, the bar owner, gave a more detailed account of what happened. A shooting at a bar in Tucson's West Side Sunday was initially reported as by multiple media outlets as a bar fight. But famous Sam's owner, Mark Rude, said it was a much different situation that could have been more serious. Speaking exclusively with News 4 Tucson, he said it was an active shooter situation stopped short by a heroic customer with a gun. Now, when people get out there and say, well, most of these things don't get stopped. You never hear about an armed citizen stopping a rampage killer. That's because the rampage killer doesn't become a rampage killer. Now, right now, Arizona is a constitutional carry state. The way they characterize this is that they reinstituted it or reestablished it. Vermont has always had constitutional carry since the Bill of Rights was ratified. Alaska reestablished it in 2003. Arizona reestablished it in 2011. In Arizona law, there is a local wrinkle in constitutional carry. You may carry in an establishment that serves alcohol, but the person who is carrying is not allowed to consume alcohol while carrying a concealed firearm. And the firearm has to be concealed. And the way it reads, a person may carry a concealed handgun on the premises of a licensee who is an on-sale retailer unless the licensee posts a sign that clearly prohibits the possession of weapons on the licensed premises. As private property, establishments may ban the carry of firearms altogether if the owner desires to do so. Now, that's one of those things that goes unreported a lot. You don't hear about defensive gun uses very much in the news. And that's because that goes against the narrative. Now, with some of them, like the Indiana Mall defensive gun use, that just sort of bludgeons its way into the consciousness just because of the way it worked out. It happened in a mall, a lot of witnesses, in a food court. The worst case scenario, really, you know. And defensive gun uses happen all the time. And I do mean all the time. It is not normally one of those things that you hear about in the mainstream media, but that's because the mainstream media is anti-gun. That's all there is to it. So, in any event. Now we're going to go down real quick to Australia, not because of anything that it does that's going to affect us, but now they have decided to call for a national gun registry there because of a police killing that happened on Monday, December the 12th. And the killers all worked for the Queensland Department of Education. Two were brothers, Nathaniel and Gareth. Gareth was married to Stacy, who'd been married to Nathaniel. Both Nathaniel and Stacy were school principals at one time. Gareth resigned from his school position in 2016, Nathaniel in 2020, and Stacy in December 2021, reportedly because of the mandatory COVID vaccination policy. Both Nathaniel and Stacy reported to be well regarded in their schools before becoming radicalized. Four police officers were sent to their property on a welfare check requested by police in the neighboring state of New South Wales. And this was instigated by the estranged wife of Nathaniel Train. Three assailants were reported in the Daily Mail to be methamphetamine addicts. Meth is known to make people paranoid. And Constable Rachel McCrow, 29, and Constable Matthew Arnold, 26, arrived in the first vehicle, met up with a second car, and they then honked their horn to alert the residents of their presence. When there was no movement from inside the house, the four officers got out of their cars and jumped over the locked fence. And seconds later, a shower of bullets descended on the four officers, believed to have been fired by Nathaniel and Gareth Train and Gareth's wife, Stacy. And the Train spent years fortifying their wooden home into a makeshift bunker to try to fend off an assault by police, which they had long anticipated. Probably due to the fact of being a meth addict. They had made several posts like the Port Arthur massacre of 1996 was a military operation. Princess Diana was killed as a blood sacrifice. After they killed the cops, they posted a video online claiming the police came to kill them and they killed the police instead. If you don't defend yourself against these devils and demons, you're a coward. So now they want to have a gun registry. We will see what happens. We'll see what comes of that. Pay attention to that as it happens on. In the meantime, though, Merry Christmas, America. You've earned a moment to feel good and to be with your family. And by all means, stay warm. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.